This was the triumph of Trump. You know what he succeeded? Proposing, he noticed that the politically correct left after 68 focused on cultural phenomena, no? For example, to be evil. Now it's getting better, but 15, 20 years ago, if you mentioned feminist struggle, nobody really cared about women's daily exploitation and so on. Should they be called he, she, all these upper middle class, strictly problems. Trump detected something crucial. Trump detected that this new cultural left totally neglected workers' exploitation and class struggle, and his big act was to emphasize that he is speaking for the white exploited working class in America. So he did something very ingenious. In his project of hegemony, he took the key moment of the traditional left, exploited working class interests, and appropriated for the rightist populism. And the left, in its total confusion, till now. Now there are some signs. Bernie Sanders, Mamdani, and so on. They said, no, questions of cultural identity, cultural minorities, and so on. Trump, this one has to admit this to Trump. For me, Trump is a historical event because an epoch, the epoch of this traditional cultural left, where you worry about identity politics, cultural autonomy, and so on. This is over with Trump. So what I'm saying is that the left should learn to do the Trumpian job better than Trump. Not only should we say, sorry, you are mystifying the white working class. In reality, your politics means even lower standard, more exploitation of the working class. No, we should also shamelessly attack Trump from within, how he cheats with regard to his own ideology. I developed it in my books by them. This is my idea. You know what is Trump for me? Don't laugh. A pure 68 phenomenon. By 68, I mean 68 revolution, which was for me the beginning of the end of the left, the origin of the cultural left, and so on. Because, you know, Trump pretends to be a conservative Christian, traditional values, but compare this with how he acts publicly. If there ever was a postmodern historicist politician who doesn't care about the truth, who says this today, you know, like with Mamdani. First he says, a month ago, Mamdani is 100% communist. I will take all the money from New York. Now, a week ago, when he said, great guy, I will help New York, he's a totally pragmatic relativist, also as a person, morally. While my hero of the old guys is Bernie Sanders. First, he perfectly got the key point of Trump, where he said Democrats should stop worrying, you know, Democrats, American, were obsessed by this idea, we shouldn't move too much to the left because then we will lose the center. They should have learned from Trump. Did you notice what Trump did? Trump did the exact opposite. He said, screw the center. Let's put our radical right agenda openly. And he won. And Mamdani learned this, did the same. Or as Bernie Sanders said, if we want to win, our American Democratic voters should not be these middle classes that we should get by not being too radical. It should be disappointed Trump voters, those who vote for Trump. And it's not empty words. He succeeded in Vermont. You know who votes there for Trump? Precisely poor white farmers and so on, the people who otherwise would have, or who votes from Bernie Sanders, who otherwise would have voted for Trump. So let's go on.